From 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR, this is Lake Effect. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Today, it's a music show to celebrate the new year featuring songs from our Live at Lake Effect series. My co-executive producer and Milwaukee musician Trapper Shep will join me.
You forget those harmonies because there's an electric guitar, there's a big drum set happening. But when you sort of strip it down to just the two voices and a guitar, you can really hear those harmonies and those voices.
Plus, we'll hear from WUWM's very own station engineer, Jason Reavy, who makes these songs come together.
He's got such a great voice, and it's so beautiful and really easy to take care of, you know? I mean, he's an amazing guitar player. He can do it all.
And of course, we'll listen to plenty of great music from local and nationally touring artists featured in the Live at Lake Effect series this past year. All that's coming up on Lake Effect, but first, here are today's headlines. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Thanks for joining us. If you've ever driven east down Capitol Drive in Shorewood, you may have noticed the Lake Effect Surf Shop. While we share the same name, we're definitely in two different businesses, until we kicked off our Live at Lake Effect series in June of 2023. The series brings the two Lake Effects together to feature local and nationally touring artists filmed live at the Lake Effect Surf Shop. Myself, along with Milwaukee musician Trapper Shep, are the executive producers of the series. It's engineered by WUWM's Jason Reavy and filmed and edited by Visionary Studios, a local advertising agency at the Lake Effect Surf Shop, which is owned by Jake Brissett. Today's Lake Effect is a special music show to celebrate the new year, featuring songs from our Live at Lake Effect series. And before we dive into some music, I'm joined by Trapper Shep and Jason Reavy in the studio right now. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, Audrey. Trap.
Hello, Audrey. Jason.
I'm glad we're in the studio together. It's different than our normal setup, but it's nice to kind of reflect on some of our great recordings this past year. So for either of you, do you have any, like, standouts that you want to share?
I have a standout. My hair was standing up on my arm for like 30 seconds, mm-hmm. which has never happened before for me on stage or in a concert. It was when Blitzen Trapper sang this song called Fur that I grew up listening to. And we can talk later about it, but it's this really beautiful story song where a man turns into a wolf and raises a family of wolves and then tries to reintegrate back into society. It's this beautiful Buddhist meditation on reincarnation. But that was a big highlight for
me. Yeah, and that's impressive considering you're a musician and probably have had more concert experiences per capita than most mm-hmm. people to have a fully hair-raising goosebumps moment like that.
It was profound.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It was one of the most beautiful musical moments of my life, and I get chills just thinking about it again here. So that's the power of music recorded in a small space like that.
Jason, you yourself also have engineered, produced, recorded a lot of stuff. So what's some of your standout moments that make an impact in your brain?
I remember when we recorded that, usually, you know, it's on, what is that, Capitol Drive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, you can usually hear everything going by. And if you listen really closely in the recordings, you can hear it. But yeah, when we recorded that, I think everything just kind of stopped. It was dead silent in that when those harmonies hit, and it was pretty profound. It was, I think we got something real special for that. So yeah,
absolutely.
That was definitely a highlight for me.
Well, we will be playing that song later in the show for listeners to hopefully have their own goosebumps moments at home, like nothing can compare. But we want to share, as Trapper said, share this with people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here to listen to some music.
Yeah.
And so let's kick off this New Year's Eve Day show with the Cactus Blossoms. And this is a group made up of brothers Jack Torrey and Paige Burkham. And Jason, this next song was one of your picks. So do you want to introduce it? What stood out to you that made you, you know, be like, hey, this is one of my top ones. Let's play it.
It was the harmonies with these guys, you know, you get the blood harmonies, you know, with them being brothers. And my mom is a huge Everly Brothers fan, you know, and so hearing these guys, I mean, it's very close, very similar to the harmonies that they were doing. And this song, just when I was mixing it, I just heard it over and over again, and it just got to me. So this one was one of my favorites, so for sure.
All right, and this one is called Hey Baby.
Hey baby, do you want to take a trip with me? I've got a feeling there might be a silver lining all around. Hey baby, we could drive all night through, see what this old truck. Hey, baby, I hope it all works out. It always works out. Hey, baby, do you want to go to Mexico? Or take 10 west to the coast. One.
That was Hey Baby by the Cactus Blossoms. Up next, I'm going to throw it to you, Trapper. You wanted to play something, speaking of blood harmonies, from the Lemon Twigs. But before we get into the song, can you share why you were so excited to get this brotherly duo in the Surf Shop to begin with?
Well, I've been playing music with my brothers since I was 15, and I know how potent those brotherly harmonies can be. But a lot of times when you listen to rock and roll music, you forget those harmonies because there's an electric guitar, there's a big drum set happening. But when you sort of strip it down to just the two voices and a guitar, you can really hear those harmonies and those voices. And this band, the Lemon Twigs from New York, they're known for their lush, pop, retro, sort of Beach Boys-y sound, but with a good shot of rock and roll to it.
Yeah.
And I sort of known them as a 60s, 70s rock and roll band. But when they really removed all those elements, you know, the strings, the piano, the organ, and I could just hear those two brothers singing Corner of My Eye on Capitol Drive there, it was a really special moment. It was beautiful.
Yeah, let's take a listen now.
I've got a wonderful feeling that's ripe for being wrong. Lately the Lord's got me kneeling. It's been hard to get along.
But when I've got you in the corner of my eye, all my moments are the same when day or night.
I saw you twice before, now I really wanna see you more. I played the game of heartbreak, the empty.
Got you in the corner of my eye. All my moments are the same when day or night. I saw you twice before. Now I really wanna see you more. I know that I won't forget you. I might regret you, but when I've got you in the corner of my eye, all my moments are the same when day or night. I saw I've got you in the corner of my eye. All my moments are the same when day or night.
That was the Lemon Twigs performing Corner of My Eye. Now, before we take a quick break here, let's listen to another song, and we'll go to a local duo we had in the shop, which are Amanda Huff and Steve Peplin. And now, I don't know for either of you, Trapper or Jason, you'll have to share, but when I heard them do their thing, and you know, Amanda opened her mouth and started singing, and her physicality and of her performance, I was blown away. Like, there's people who are like, oh, this is a great musician, and then this was one of the moments where I was like, this is a great artist. Like, it was just one of those standout moments. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've done sound for her at a couple festivals before, and so I've seen her perform before, and yeah, it's she's something else, man. She's got an amazing voice. She can definitely, she knows what she's doing for sure. And yeah, with Steve Peplin too, another amazing guitar player. You know, he was, some of those runs, it was great, yeah.
Let's hear some of this magic from the duo. This is a song of theirs called Tangerine.
Oh, sweet, this tangerine, I crave thee. Iron juices that you breathe, for I am weak. And they say that sugar makes you stronger if you believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Say that sugar makes you stronger if you believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh,
that was Amanda Huff and Steve Peplin performing Tangerine for Live at Lake Effect. Did you know you can listen to Lake Effect as a podcast? Just search for Lake Effect wherever you get your podcasts to download and listen to us on demand. You can also follow WUWM on Instagram, where you'll find videos and pictures from news stories and Lake Effect interviews. And of course, don't forget to head on over to WUWM's YouTube page to see all of the videos for our Live at Lake Effect series here.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more songs from Live at Lake Effect. Keep listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
I'm Jason Reavy.
And I'm Trapper Shep. We are going to bring you some of our favorite songs from 2024 episodes of Live at Lake Effect. Up next, we have a song from folk singer Willie Carlisle, a one-man performer, a poet, a entertainer. Seeing this guy live, you can tell he's a true artist. He lives for his art. He's from Arkansas. And the song that I picked out from him was called Two-Headed Lamb, and it's about this lamb with two heads, go figure, on the side of the road. And it's inspired by a poem that he read, and he adapted it into a song. And Audrey, you said that Willie really spoke to you as well.
He did. I didn't know what to expect. This is one artist where I feel like you are compelled to truly listen to the lyrics. With Willie, it's like that poetry really comes through. And that was a goosebumps moment for me while we were recording. Jason, unfortunately, you couldn't be there for this one.
Yeah,
and
so
I tried my best to do it. But
well, talk about not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, I got it and got it back to the studio, and I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then once I saw the video footage, I was like, holy cow, now it all makes sense.
Yeah. His presence is just amazing.
I can imagine. Yeah. I wish I could have been there for that, but thanks for recording it for me.
You got it.
And it just speaks to the video component, though, of you seeing that visual, him in his cowboy hat, his suspender, his cowboy boots. He just has a whole aura and presence. And
big time.
It really comes through in these videos that Visionary Studios have been whipping up for us. So
yeah,
absolutely.
Let's hear this song, Two-Headed Lamb.
In the middle of a Tennessee midwinter rain, a two-headed lamb was by the old ewe born. And as she latched on to her mother, her cry rang out double. And she was dead in the meadow by the mole. Before the fog had lifted, the coyotes picked her clean. And the old ewe resigned herself to lay in hay and bleed. And as he walked out that morning, the old man didn't look to see. Out of season, sweet persimmons in the old growth. And I know scattered o'er the cursed world, there are frightening bones to find. The bones of people born too soon, and lambs too strange to survive. Born only meat for wolves, or born a freak to humankind. Still there were four eyes shining bravely in the meadow that night.
That was Two-Headed Lamb by Willie Carlisle. So we've only just started listening back to songs, but hopefully listeners can appreciate kind of the different styles and the tones that are already being captured. But of course, one important thing they all have in common that makes any of these artists of any genre sound so good is Jason Reavy here with us in studio. So Jason, let's throw it back to you to introduce this next song by Willie Porter. So first off, what stood out to you about Willie and his band, not just as we were recording, but as you were mixing? You know, what elements make a good post-production experience for
you? With Willie, I mean, his voice, he's got such a great voice, and it's so beautiful and really easy to take care of, you know. I mean, he's an amazing guitar player. He can do it all. Everything sounded good. The band he has, another great, great band. All those guys are great. Actually, fun fact, Dave Shepke, the drummer, him and I were in a band back in the 90s.
Oh, nice.
It was a James Brown tribute band, but he was James Brown, actually. Oh. So, but yeah, so that was, it's always fun to see him, and he's one of the, arguably, one of the best drummers in Milwaukee. But them together and this song on off of his new record, it just, again, gave me goosebumps as I was mixing it. So,
well, let's hear it. This song is called Change Your Mind.
Can you forgive the heart of a stranger for letting you down out of fear? Do you feel safe with your hand on the trigger, even though you know the coast is clear? It doesn't matter, oh God, that you see, if you're afraid all the time. Put down your weapons and let the music change your mind. We can change our minds. We can change. There's still time. Dalai Lama said it, dog, to King and Jesus too. The biggest fight of your life will be you versus you. There's no enemy, just what we believe. Everyone on this earth deserves to be free. So why do I throw shade on everybody else for the problems I created? I can only blame myself. I wanna put down my weapons and let the music change my mind. We can change our minds. We can change. Still time, time, yeah.
That was Willie Porter and his band playing Change Your Mind. So Jason, let's continue with another one of your picks for this show, and we'll switch it up to a purely instrumental because we had the amazing pleasure of seeing Rene Izquierdo perform in the Surf Shop.
Yes, virtuoso guitarist Rene Izquierdo. He was born in Cuba and is a unique artist and passionate educator whose career has been dedicated to inspiring individuals and connecting communities. For the last 18 years, he's been based here in Milwaukee, leading UW-Milwaukee's classical guitar program. His skills were on full display, sharing some songs with us. So let's take a listen to Izquierdo performing Mirandote. Thank you.
That was virtuoso guitarist Rene Izquierdo performing Mirandote.
Next up, we're keeping it local and string instrument forward with Joseph Huber. He was a founding member of 357 String Band, a streetgrass group that disbanded in the 2000s. Now, he just calls himself a songwriter or roots musician, and his percussion setup is amazing. It's something
that's
you'd
something
see.
People definitely need to watch on our YouTube channel there.
Yeah, something you'd see on a street corner in Brooklyn. But it's like a suitcase that he sits on, and then he has a kick drum that kicks behind him. And along with that is a musician that I've gotten to collaborate with quite a bit named Esten Bennett. And he plays the upright bass and sings beautifully. And he wrote this song called Dog Days. And you can check it out right here on 89.7 NPR Milwaukee.
Where the shadow stops, I could see each rock, each gravel piece and leap down the driveway. And the way they gleam, those light beams from the windshield, the green fields look like the sand. Hey! Noon again, already five when I realize it's night and nothing yet has changed. Maybe made a meal or went down to the corner store. My mind is blank, but I think it's just that way. Hey! Dog days, sweat dripping down my face. See you at your place at sundown. Backyard, riding in your car. Can't seem to get far from this side of town. Till the evening comes around. Through the window there's a red tail, and the way it sails, high still above the hills like a mirage. Blister on a chain link, burnt rust and a blush of pink. From the lawn chair your hair rides the breeze. Hey! Dog days, sweat dripping down my face. See you at your place at sundown. Backyard, riding in your can't seem to get far from this side of town till the evening comes around.
That was River West's own Joseph Huber, joined by Esten Bennett, performing Dog Days. So I figured, Trapper and Jason, since we're kind of blues adjacent right now, let's hear from Milwaukee's own singer, songwriter, and guitarist Carl Nichols, who performs and records as Buffalo Nichols. His strength is truly just finding the complexity and emotions of blues and folk music where people might assume it's simplistic, but he really kicks it up and adds so much depth. And for me, this was one of my favorite recordings to witness. And this is my favorite song from that set. It's called The Difference.
Came time to write your story, I was barely mentioned. Just a minor role, a place you'd go when you needed attention. But if I'm just a rest stop for your soul, I'll let it be. keeping company. And the sun don't always shine on me, but I know that it's there, and it don't care if we live or die. But the light is ours to share, and it's only you who's bleeding, but the pain is mine. Ask you to be fair. When it comes time to write my story, you'll get your own chapter. I'll tell the tale of how I fell and landed in disaster. And you can be the hero who comes to rescue me. Just don't know the difference between love and sympathy. And the sun don't always shine on me, but I know that it's there, and it don't care if we live or die. But the light is ours to share, and now both of us are bleeding, and the pain is mine. Ask you to be fair, and I never complained, but it didn't mean I wasn't capable of feeling pain. And I stayed in my place. I knew you were no good, but you'd be so hard to replace. Time to end this story, for you have sprouted wings. I'll go back to my solitude, you'll go find better things. But if you should grow tired on the road that lies ahead, I hope you won't forget the one who kept your ego fed. And the sun don't always shine on me, but I know that it's there, and it don't care if we live or die. But the light is ours to share, and now both of us are bleeding, but the pain is mine to bear. And we're both weak, but I at least am somewhat self-aware.
That was Buffalo Nichols performing The Difference. And Jason, while we're still on the blues train, I'd love to throw it to you your next pick, which is from Paul Thorne. So what song are we listening to from Paul?
The song that I chose was Where Was I? And like you said, he was just blasted right through. But this one, he seemed to take a little bit more time with. It is a little bit of a longer song than the other two that he did. And, I mean, it's hard not to feel this one. So, yeah. Here's Paul Thorne with Where Was I?
This one don't need no setup. On a black and white TV back in grammar school, I was watching Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. That same day I pretended I was an astronaut. On the playground monkey bars, I flew above the stars. I was in a Dallas disco the night John Lennon died. The DJ played Imagine and everybody cried. I remember a thousand lighters held up in our hands. All we were saying was let's give peace a chance. Where was I when you stopped loving me? When did I my memory. Tell me, where was I when you stopped loving me? Every 20,000 years that comet lights up the night. On a blanket we watched it sail across the sky. A moment like that comes just once in life. We made love for the first time at 11:35. Where was I when you stopped loving me? When did I become his story? There's not many things that escape my memory. Tell me, where was I when you stopped loving me? I remember when I met you, taste of our first kiss. I remember your goodbye, but could you tell me this? Where was I when you stopped loving me? When did I become his story? There's not many things that escape my memory. Tell me, where was I when you stopped loving me? Where was I when you stopped loving me?
We'll take one more quick break and then return with more music from Live at Lake Effect. Keep listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR.
This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Trapper Shep.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. We've been listening back to some of our favorite songs recorded at the Lake Effect Surf Shop and engineered by WUWM's Jason Reavy. So let's go now to Lola Kirk, who hails from Nashville, Tennessee, who brought some original country tunes to the Lake Effect Surf Shop. And performing alongside her was Josh Kaler on the pedal steel and electric guitar. And Trapper, you were able to bring Lola to the shop because you had met her in, was it New York?
Yeah, I was playing a gig at Bard College or around there, and Lola's band was opening. And I met her, and we became buddies, and then probably 6 or 7 years later, I was watching this movie, Gone Girl, and I was like, who is this? And then I was watching another movie called Mozart in the Jungle, and I said, oh, okay, that's Lola. She's an actress now. And then I'd come to find out, oh, Lola, she's a country singer now, too. So go figure.
Person of many talents.
Yeah, she can really, really juggle a lot. But one of her songs is really funny. It's called All My Exes Live in L.A. And she does this kind of throwback, fun country thing, like Shania Twain or even Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, these really entertaining story songs that just get you right in there with her. So we're going to listen to this one, All My Exes Live in L.A.
First came old sunglasses inside, then the one who wouldn't let me drive, then along came the one with the long hair just like mine, then the one with the cowboy hat, rhinestones and all of that, then the one with the suit and tie, a little too nice, so I had to say bye. I'm peacing out and adiosing. A couple of mom just ghosting. All my exes live in L.A. That's why I'm on this freeway, running from the city like a bat out of Beverly Hills. traffic or the haze, the sun shining every day. California's oh so sweet, them hippies been good to me. But it's time to say goodbye to that old Hollywood sign. And if you need a reason, here's exactly why I'm leaving. All my exes live in LA. It's why I'm on this freeway, running from the city like a bat out of Beverly Hills. All my exes live in LA, so I'ma make like George and head straight for the mountains or the desert or my mama's or anywhere else. Maybe Texas or NYC, Oklahoma or BFE, Southern France or Italy, maybe somewhere in Tennessee. I guess we'll see. 'Cause all my exes live in LA. It's why I'm on this freeway, running from the city like a bat out of Beverly Hills. All my exes live in LA, so I'ma make like George and head straight for the mountains or the desert or my mama's or anywhere else. Anywhere else. Anywhere else.
That was Lola Kirk on guitar and vocals and Josh Kaler on the pedal steel guitar performing All My Exes Live in L.A. So Trapper, I'm going to have you introduce our last song pick for the show because you share a name connection with the band featured, and this was our very latest episode of Live at Lake Effect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Blitzen Trapper.
The Trappers.
They merge for this beautifully.
Trapper Square, that's right.
Yes. But I introduced myself to this band. I was at a sushi restaurant in Nashville, and our bands were both playing the same venue complex. I was at the smaller venue. They were at the bigger one. But I went up to them, and I just laid my driver's license on the table, and I said, listen, guys, I'm the real Trapper.
That's quite
and,
a move.
And they still remembered it. And we became buddies online. And I've just always loved their records. It's really cosmic, country, folk. And they're from Portland, Oregon. And they've been together over 20 years.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy, yep.
Yeah, they did this song that I remember listening to so much at my UWM days, which is called Fur, which tells this story of a man who turns into a wolf or potentially reincarnates into a wolf and then tries to adapt to modern society. And turns out it's not very easy to do when you're a wolf.
And this was one of their breakouts, right?
Yeah, this is probably their biggest song. Yeah. And as we said before, it gave us all chills. Yeah. And it's just a beautiful tune. So this was a big highlight of the year for me. And this one's called Fur.
Yeah, when I was only 17, I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about till I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog or a wolf. Be exact, the sound sends shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were. Turn to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get me, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she did not seem to see. And she was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about and brushed the leaves off of my snout. And then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. Yeah, you should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm and we settled down upon a farm and raised our children up as gently as you please. My fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow, across the ancient distant flow, fills our bodies up like water till we know. Like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn.
And that's Fur, played by Blitzen Trapper. That's all the time for songs we have today on this special music edition of Lake Effect. Trapper, thanks so much for joining me to share some music, and of course for your very important role in producing Live at Lake Effect. I'm really happy and so fortunate that we get to be a part of this together. And Jason, of course, thanks for all your work, both on-site and off, to make this sound great, and for all the support you give us. Absolutely. For Live at Lake Effect and both Lake Effect, everything at the station.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to do it.
Thank you to both of you. I'm filled with gratitude for this series. It's such a special sort of deal. It's like Tiny Desk on Lake Michigan. But remember, Live at Lake Effect airs once a month, starting with an interview with the artist, airing exclusively here on Lake Effect, accompanied by amazing videos of the performance in the Lake Effect Surf Shop. And these are done by Visionary Studios. You can see all of our amazing episodes that are out so far on WUWM's YouTube channel.
Keep listening and watching, because we have so much more to come, including a session with the Wild Feathers.
I can't wait for that one to come out.
Yeah.
Another great experience there.
Totally.
So for today, everyone, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If you've missed any of today's show, or if you'd like to take Lake Effect on the go, simply download our podcast. Just search for Lake Effect wherever you get your podcasts to listen to all of our shows on demand. Join us tomorrow on Lake Effect to listen back to some of our favorite stories from 2024, including the emergence of periodical cicadas and a conversation with people who have a special celebration on February 29th, also known as Leap Day. That's tomorrow at noon on Lake Effect, right here on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.